Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Share sponsor Louis Nishmas Aram Yaakov Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding it over the Zohar Daf Chof. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the Milus of Rapinchos Ben Yair. Rapinchos Ben Yair starts by saying that someone who has Torah, it brings him to a whole series of Milus that each one leads him to the next one. Torah revealed the Zehirus, Zehirus revealed the Zerizus, Zerizus to Nikius, Nikius to Precious, Precious to Taharo. And then we have two different gerses over here. The gerse of our Gemara is that Taira brings to Chasidus, and then to Anova, and then to Yereschet to Gedusha. Gedusha brings to Ruach HaKodesh, which brings L'Tchias HaMesim. The Rasha over here brings another gerse from the Yerushalmi, that there, they bring Gedusha in the middle, and Chasidus in the end. Meaning that Chasidus brings to Ruach HaKodesh, which brings L'Tchias HaMesim. While our Girsa is the Gedusha brings the Ruach HaKodesh, which leads to Tchias HaMesim. So to understand a little bit the difference between these two Girsois, let's see how the Maharsha explains this whole Mahalach of Rapinchos Ben Yair. The Maharsha says this whole sequence is really the Seder HaYoim of an Adam. He says there's 10 Milus over here, the same way we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world in 10 different Milus, which are called 10 Spheres. Also in Adam, every single day, he goes in 10 stages and grows through these 10 stages. So he says the way it works is like this. Torah, a person learns Torah, so he's mekabel on himself to be careful with the mitzvahs of Torah. That's called Zehirus. Torah revealed the Zehirus in the mitzvahs of Torah. Zehirus leads him to Zerizus. Where's the Zerizus? That the first thing that he does when he wakes up in the morning, he gets up his Zerizus out of bed. Zerizus brings him to the Nikius. What's Nikius, says the Maharsha? When he washes his hands, Negelvasser, in the morning, that's the first stage. He's waking up out of bed and running to wash his hands. That leads him to Precious. What is Precious? He says it's Tfilo, the cup of Prusos HaShemayim. And referring to the fact that a person, when he davens, he's completely disconnected from any other business and he's completely focused on his Tfilo. As the Hasidim are showing him that they were waiting 1 hour before davening, 1 hour after davening, to completely connect that tefillah. What happens after davening? After davening, one has to go learn Torah. So Taharo, that which comes after Precious, that's Iyun HaTorah. Because the way to learn Torah, says the Maharsha, Adam Tzorich Letar Atzvi Lilmer Torah. That's the reason one has to get married before he learns, so he's going to learn Torah with Taharo. You're not allowed to think in learning when you're in the voice of a Tudovim. Tahara leads to Gdusha. What is Gdusha? So says the Maharsha, according to the Maharsha's Girsa, Gdusha is the Seuda. The Adam has to be Mikadesh Atzvoi Ba'achilosoi. And the Pasuk says, Vizkadash to me, he's in Gdushim. From there, the Gemara learns, that's by Rishonim, by Machronim. After the Seuda, Gdusha reveals the Anova. What's Anova? When a person is doing business, he's dealing with people, Maso Maton, he does it with Anova. He is a humble, and he deals with people now by feeling that he's greater than them. And when he's the whole day going around with Anova, so also the way he deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he does not have any gaiva. A person who is doing, he's mahalach is mahalach of Anova, he's mainly yirei chit. He's afraid of a chit. Someone's about gaiva is considered to be these kofer beikar. So through that Anova, a person is able to over the HaKadosh Baruch Hu the right way. And that leads to Chasidus. He says, what's Chasidus? When a person goes to sleep, so before he goes to sleep, he says that he's moichel to anybody who hurt him. And he asks Mechilo if anything that he did wrong. That's the way the Chasidim go to bed. And he's mekabel on himself, on Malchus Yichud Shamayim, and that is part of Chasidus. It brings the Gemara in Brachos that we speak about Kriyash Ralamita refers to Yalzu Chasidim. Mimele, if someone has the Chasidus, so then he gets, when he goes to sleep, he gets Ruach HaKodesh in his sleep. And Mimele, through the Ruach HaKodesh, he gets the Tchias HaMesim, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machzir Neshamatim in the next morning to start another day of Avodah. So the Maharsha's Mahalach is that a person who, through the Torah, he gets the whole sequence of the day from getting up in the morning until he goes to sleep. And he goes to sleep as a Chasid, Mimele, he gets Ruach HaKodesh in his sleep and Tchias HaMesim to get up the next morning. So according to the gears of the Maharsha brings, the tachlis to get the Chasidus to end the day in a high and Kedushas Shmoy, and that's what Chassidus is all about, umimele through there you get to Ruach HaKodesh at Chesed Meisim. Kedua, the Mesillas Yeshurim wrote his whole Sefer on the basis of the Milas of Pinchas Ben Yair. But he uses the gears that we have in our Gemara, that the hand is to get the Kedusha. And as the Mesillas Yeshurim explains in the end of the Sefer in Perek Chavov, what is the Kedusha that we're talking about? Kedusha is when a person lives his whole life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes to explain, what is the difference between Tahara and Kedusha? Tahara means that a person is Poirish. He lives alone. He's doing everything in a pure way. Make sure not to do anything wrong. Make sure not to indulge more than he needs to. That's Tahara. Kedusha is a different level. Kedusha means whatever a person does is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he eats, it's the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he talks, it's the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything he's doing is the Shem Shemayim. And he goes up to explain, it's like what it says that when you bring food to Tamei Chochem, is like bringing Bikurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because this level of Tamei Chochem, whatever he does is L'Shem Shemayim. So every mice, every enjoyment that he has in the world is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Mesillas Yeshurim concludes, Klo Shadovar Inyan Gedusha, She'odun Dove Kol Kach Be'eloikov, Ad Shebeshum Maise She'yase Lo Yiparid Lo Yozol Yimenu Yisbarach. So as the Tzaddik says, he writes it in Yisrael Gedoshim Mois Gimel, he speaks about the different Gersoros over there, and he goes and he points out that the Gedusha, according to the Gersor that the Mesillas Yeshurim brings, our Gemara, and the Gedusha that the Maharsha brings, Gedusha HaGadol, is two different Gedushas. The Gedusha that Maharsha brings is referring to Lekadosh Atzmoi, a person does not indulge, and he takes away, he gets away from all the bad things, as the Mesillas Yeshurim refers to Tahara. But the Gedusha that according to our Gersor, according to the Mesillas Yesharim, that's the Tachlis Gedusha, when a person is completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that thing, says Reb Tzaddik, a person cannot get there on his own. It needs to come from above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him that milo of being so Kaddosh. So we learned here a little bit of the taste of the Mahalach of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair and the two Gersois that the Maharsha and the Mesillas Yesharim use. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.